All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We're jumping back into Adam's Lovecraftian nightmare machine, that is Stranger Skies. I believe I guess we should introduce everybody, right? We're GM'd tonight by Adam. Say hi, Mr. Lubin.
Hello.
All right. I'm just going...
Hello from the other side.
I'm just going down the line I have on Roll20. We have John playing, we're Captain Torcott, that's the way.
Tork.
Hello.
Here we have Ryan playing HW.
Hello.
And we have Mike playing Seely.
Hello, hello.
And Ben is playing Neb.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, and I'm playing Hez Nib Farwander, Hez, the Omron Fox guy. Hi. I'm Zach.
I know this is completely off topic, but...
Well, that's not allowed. I'm kidding.
I took a picture of a kid at a school the other day for my job, and their last name...
That could have gotten really weird.
For my job, but their last name was Farwander.
Bullshit.
Dude, I swear to God, I started laughing so hard.
What? When I made this character, I was like, Skywalker... It's gotta be like something weird, Skywalker with a Farwander. That's pretty cool. I'll do Farwander.
They did not pronounce it Farwander though. It was spelled Farwander, but that's not how they pronounced it. And I was like, oh my god, that is so crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Sorry, go on.
Does anybody remember where we left off? Where we are and what we're doing?
We're buying art stuff.
Art stuff. Uh-huh.
We're buying art stuff, and HW bought an art piece of art for Seely.
Yep. The painting by
Iron Butterfly.
No, it's Pikmin. Pikmin was the artist's name.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, well, it's also based off of a Lovecraft story. Actually, the story itself is called Pikmin's Painting, or Pikmin's Model. Anyways, continue.
HW's just being weird. Like, I mean, that's... Everyone else is hanging out. We got fancy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know that I upgraded almost everybody's weapons and some armor and stuff because Hez is badass.
Torcott and Neb are walking around with umbrellas that are locked in their case. They have to kill a million monsters before they unlock.
Wait, say that again. Oh, your umbrellas. Your parasols. Sorry, parasols.
They have the sealed versions, and they have to kill a million monsters to unseal them.
They have to watch a YouTube video to unseal them.
Yeah, they have to watch. That's actually the secret unlock. It's an ARG. You have to watch the videos that I posted for a full week, and then you can unlock it. No, it's... They both have... what looks somewhat like clubs.
Oh, God, clubs and seals? Adam,
Oh, no. Well, what type of club? Are we talking, like, dance club? Because that's cool. Yeah, anyway, so shopping montage?
Shopping montage.
Everybody is dressed fancy. And then they came to the auction, the art auction, where the crown is being sold.
But we haven't gotten to that one yet, have we? I thought we were just on the second one, right?
But that's why your group showed up, was to buy the crown, because John wants it.
For sure.
You all know that he will reward you handsomely for this crown. And you guys also got paid.
Working hard for our money.
Yeah, you got paid because you basically completed your mission. You found out what happened to the missing hut and why the outpost had gone dark. You weren't asked to rectify the situation, just asked to find out what had happened.
Yeah, that'd cost extra.
Yeah. And that's up to you guys, but you got paid for your original job. So now you're over here, like I said, you know you're going to be rewarded. So you're all sitting in this really posh, upscale auction house where a painting has just been auctioned off that HW bought and got... to Seely. There are two more items on sale, and then the main item hasn't been revealed, but you do know that the crown is The crown that Younger wants is being auctioned. And I believe that's where we left off. Unless anyone else can remember anything, because I can't.
Didn't we have some sort of interaction with Dio?
Oh, you did.
Hubert or whatever, whoever the hell he is this time.
Yeah, Hubert North. I think Hez tried to do something to him, and he...
stared me down until I died inside.
Yeah, almost as if it was some sort of legendary action.
Oh, boy.
But if we could all roll Destiny.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sure.
Either one.
What I said was, yeah, sure, but what I meant was, yes, sir.
Accurate.
All right, so we have a pool of 5 light, 3 dark, and since no one donated for Destiny this week, we are sitting in the good place.
So,
I want to see it.
Who's all going to try to look at it? Since it's right in front of you, it's we're just going to go straight to the discipline check that you have to do.
Discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us lack the discipline.
Go ahead. Whoever's going to roll.
Hold on. I'm just trying to see if I have any skills. Defensive stance? No.
Yeah.
No.
You can prepare yourself to attack this painting. Who is all going to look at it? Because it's not going to roll.
HW's not. He bought it because Seely showed interest in it. He has no interest in that painting.
Damn, Hez got 3 success, but 4 threat. Dun, dun, dun.
That's perfect.
I got despair.
Let's see. Let's go through the list here. Seely has failure with an advantage. Okay, I can work with that. Torque has a flat, or has a wash, nothing. And Hez has... Did HW roll?
No, HW's not going to look at it. He has no interest. He literally bought the painting for Seely because he saw Seely wanted it but didn't want her to spend money, and then gave it to her and then walked away.
Fair enough. And then we have Hez, who got 3 success, 4 threat. Seely, you look at this picture, and at the bottom you see a little scrawled signature. It kind of, you can make out the artist, something Pikmin. It looks hastily scrawled, but you see these... Oh, I did describe this painting. But I'll do it again. You see these figures huddled around a campfire, and in the middle of the campfire, there's like a giant pot. There looks to be like a little... Like the most of the figures are like larger adult figures, where they look vaguely humanoid, but just like humanoid as in like human shaped, like the species human, but there's just dimensions are all wrong. And actually you all see this. Anyone that looks at it sees this. The dimensions are all wrong. The jaws are too elongated. Like there's actually like canine like ears.
All the goodest boys.
Yes. And it's just something's off. And you, as you look around, they all look to be about the same size, except for like one person that's just a little kid looking at this campfire, this pot in the middle of the campfire. And then you look around, if you look around the painting, you can see they're all looking at the pot in the middle. With your threat, you have your failure with advantage. You have somewhat of an attachment. You actually notice that there's something kind of supernatural about what they're doing, like besides their shape and everything, but you feel like almost like I want to say like bestial attachment, like understanding of what's going on. And you look and your eyes are drawn to the center of the pot and you feel hungry. Advantage, I will say that you can take off one of your purple dyes. You just feel an attachment to this picture, like you can kind of understand maybe a little bit what these things here are feeling. Torque, you look at this picture and immediately just are, like, angry. You remember your ancestors, like, you just hear in the back of your head your ancestors talking about things from another world again, that speech that the elder gave, and you don't know why it came up, but it came up when you were looking at the picture, and you just turned away in disgust. Hez, with your 3 success and 4 threat, you're in the picture. You're looking at this and you get drawn into it. You're not going to suffer adverse effects from this.
Mm-hmm.
That's with your success. You're just like looking at the picture and you hear that staticky noise getting louder and louder, and then you blink and you look around and you're sitting in the campfire and you can see these things laughing in these deep voices. Like you keep trying to like squint and look at them, and their vision, like their image is blurred out almost. Like you're like, for a second you think they're human and then they're not. You can't tell, but you can tell that they're talking to this kid, kind of elbowing him in at the side, and they're pointing at the pot. You can't quite make out what they're saying, but as you look in the direction of the pot that they're looking at, you think you can see something kind of moving in there. Would Hez go towards the pot?
I don't think Hez would. Okay, first off, he's a fox. I don't think he'd go anywhere near these dog face creeps. I think that he would. He might like watch from the. He'd probably find somewhere. If he opened his eyes and he was in another place, he would probably immediately try to find somewhere to, like, hide. He probably still wants to see what's going on. Like, he wants to observe, but he doesn't want to go. I mean, if it's just him of a sudden in a new place, like.
Let's say with the fourth threat that he's feeling that, like, ooh, shiny thing draw. It's not, like, an overwhelming, like, attraction, but he feels like maybe there's something shiny in the pot. Would he be overwhelmed by that?
I mean, with four threat, he'd probably.
I'll leave it up to you.
So
either way,
okay, so if we're gonna make this work with four threat, he would probably not fully. He probably thinks it's some sort of dream or something, like he's in some sort of fugue state or something.
Yeah.
So I imagine he'd be like, "Oh, whoa, this is weird," and he would just assume that nothing in this world or whatever, this imagination land, could interact with him. So he would just, like, walk past him. He's, like, pushing him out of the way and stuff. He's like, what's going on in here? When he was looking at the painting, he saw the pot. He didn't know what was going on. But now that he's in it, he's like, gotta know what's in there. I swear I saw something in there.
So when you look in there, you see something. Like, the pot is at, like, a full boil.
Mm-hmm.
The water's roiling in there, and then you're looking over into there. The things haven't noticed you.
Of course.
It's almost like you're in an instant in time. Like, you're just observing it, like, not able to interact with it.
Oh, that's good.
But as you're looking over into the pot, looking into the water, all of a sudden, a face roils up.
Oh!
It's your face. And then you flash out. For the next, I will say for you, Hez, the next 2 lore checks you take, you'll have +2 blue.
Oh, cool.
All right. So, while you guys were inspecting the painting, you can see the old man up front kind of shuffling through his papers. And then he will kind of clear his throat and go, yes. So, for our next piece that we have for sale tonight, we have this. And he's going to gesture towards the blue orb sitting in a glass case on a pedestal, which is this right here. This object was acquired off-planet. He's going to kind of like squint at the papers he got from quarry impact site. I can't. Local quarry. It has interesting properties. It's both malleable and brittle, ductile and tensile. It seems resistant to heat, but seems to be giving off some sort of energy. The people that discovered it weren't able to fully understand its properties and decided to put it up for auction. We will start the bidding at 500 credits.
Is this gonna elbow Seeley and be like, what is that, the Ukti Mictaj or something? Fear of infinite knowledge? No? Oh, okay.
He's going insane. Don't worry.
Hez raises his paddle after looking hard over it. HW.
Yes, we have 550. The little banker up front raises his hand.
Zoidberg?
Yep, Zoidberg raises his hand and says, 600? That's my best Zoidberg.
Hez keeps raising his paddle. He just raises again, and he's finding it quite amusing, actually. Every time he raises his paddle, someone says a number. He's trying to figure out what it means.
Yes, we have 650. The group up in front will be nudging each other.
The numbers are higher.
And then the Trandoshan on the left will, you can see that he was talking with the other two, and then he'll raise his hand and say, 700.
Pez raises his paddle again.
We have 750.
He looks over at HW and sticks his tongue out and then leans back in.
Neb raises his paddle.
Oh. Are you guys just bidding against each other?
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing?
I forgot. What were we at?
I'm going to battle of the wits against HW.
800.
Oh, 800. My word. Yes, 800. You guys can see that. Well, roll perception.
Success!
HW failed.
Anybody else going to want to roll perception?
No.
Yeah, hold on. I'm getting there.
See, these two busy staring at her painting.
I got to get into that part. I was in my item inventory.
Has Celia licked the painting yet?
Licked it?
She's slowly cradling it like a baby.
Did mine go?
Yeah. Yes.
A failure and an advantage.
Sweet.
Okay, so we got Hez with success, HW with a failure advantage, Torcott's got a success, and Neb's got a failure with advantage. So HW and Neb, you can hear that everyone, you can kind of hear like a dull murmur raising. So everyone in the room, besides your group, is somewhat interested in this orb. They're at least a lot more vocal than they were about the painting.
Okay.
Torcott and Hez, with your success, you're able to notice that Hubert North, he had been in this like slouched back stance or posture in his chair, like kind of not really paying attention, but he's actually sat up, just noticing the general murmur of everyone else around him.
Hez raises his paddle again.
What are we at? 850?
Yeah.
Do I get anything for my advantage?
Yeah, your advantage. What would you like with that advantage? I'm trying to think. With your advantage, I mean, you know that everyone in this room is interested in buying this. Has at least some interest in buying it. And you could probably,
Can I overhear any conversation about it?
Yeah. Who are you? Tell me who you're trying to overhear.
The trio sitting together.
So the trio in front of you, there's two males and one female sitting in the middle. It's a Trandoshan, a Zecto, and... Oh, I didn't write their name down again, or their race down again.
Tentacle face.
No, the one in the middle is actually blind.
Miraluka?
Yeah, thank you.
Damn it, you guys were boned.
There's a reason I picked him to be that, too.
Yeah, I just imagine. So they see people's auras?
Yeah. That's player knowledge, though.
Yeah, I know. Hez doesn't even see their face yet, so to him, he doesn't even know.
Yeah, but you can hear them. You can't tell that they're blind from that. Torque doesn't get any of that. You can see the Trandoshan and the Zecto, but the other one just looks vaguely humanoid. You can't tell with their back to you, but you can hear them murmuring to each other. The Miralukin is saying, "This can't be released. We can't let this out." And then you can hear the Trandoshan just saying, "Like, well, yeah, but really, how much harm?" And the Zecto is just saying, "No, I agree. We can't let this out. We acquire it." And then that's when he raised his hand.
Can I lean forward before he raises his hand and just whisper to them, "I heard these were that one was a fake"?
You're going to have to roll. Let me set the dice.
Negotiation?
I think you're trying to fool them, aren't you? I think you're going to roll deception on that. Unless... I can't see how it would be a negotiation. You're trying to tell them that that's not real. I'm going to make you... You're going to be rolling against the Miralukin. And that's going to be kind of hard.
Let me guess, he's like a god of not being able to be deceived.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, success with 3 threat and a despair. Despair. So, they're going to look at each other, and the Trandoshan's going to say, "Yeah, see? Like, totally not worth our time. We were here for one thing. The Zecto's going to go, well, I guess. Okay, yeah. I mean, we only have enough for the one thing. So that's your success. You've convinced them that it's a fake and they don't want to buy it. Your three threat and despair. The Miralukin is now staring at you. Well, okay, so they turn back and they look at you, and the Miralukins just don't have eyes, right, Zach?
Nothing there. It's just whoop.
Like eye sockets, right?
No eye sockets.
Yeah, it's just like where eyes should be, there's just skin.
You know, in The Matrix, when Neo has no mouth, it's kind of like Dapid eyes. It's just nothing there.
Yeah.
Ugh, creepy.
So the Miralukin just turns and looks at you, and it's very unsettling because you can feel, like, there's no eyes there, but you can feel that something is definitely staring at you and looking you up and down and then looking at your group.
I think it has something to do with the star that their planet orbits or something.
Yeah, there was, like, no light or something.
It's either there's no light, or, like, it was a blue star with no light, or it was too bright, and they evolved without seeing because they lived underground or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Something like that. You can see the Miralukin looking you up and down, and then they'll kind of, it's not quite a scoff, but just like kind of snort out their nose, like, and then look over the rest of the group. And again, no eyes, but that the stare does seem to be very intent on everyone in the group, but especially Seeley has an HW. Okay, so you've convinced them to not bet on this object.
Tez raises his paddle.
900. My word. I didn't think this would sell for this much.
Wait, sell?
Not to interrupt you again, but you didn't do anything with the despair. Not that you have to.
No, the despair was that she not only is paying attention to you, but now you're on this individual's radar.
Wait, sale? This is for money?
Your despair is... So you succeeded in convincing him, but the Miralukin is now suspicious of you. But you were convincing enough to convince her, okay, maybe it's a fake, and even if it was, maybe it's not worth buying. Hez just announced loudly that he doesn't have any money?
No, he said, wait, this is for money? Like, he just like, because he said, didn't know it would sell for this much, and he, wait, me?
Lahab. The auctioneer is going to cock his head slightly and say, why, yes, sir, this, what did you think you were doing?
I'm kidding. Sorry. The room seemed a little, dry. So I wanted to, you know, lighten the mood. Yeah.
Ah, Seeley, are you biting somebody?
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to adjust my role.
Okay.
I was like, it doesn't seem like a bite to me.
Yeah, it would have been a miss, but a very triumphant miss. Oh, I think you... Here, hang on, let me clear the dice pool. Because that looks like it was right. I think you had it right there. Lahab is going to look at Hez and go, sir, do you have 900 credits?
Absolutely.
Very well, then. 900. Going once? Going twice?
He looks at HW now and looks desperate.
HW stares blankly back at him.
I don't know what that means.
Sold to the small rodent in the back for 900 credits. Then he bangs
that's
the gavel.
It. You, all of you in this town are idiot backwaters. You keep calling me rodent, raccoon. Getting tired of it. It's disrespectful. I demand a 10% cut in price. Yes.
Very well. We don't mean to discriminate here, so I will cut 10% off and cover it on my own end, sir.
That's funny. I thought you were going to make me roll for it, but I accept.
No, he's very bad. Feels very bad about that. Now you owe 810 credits.
later on, remind me, I want to pickpocket Carter's his digital wallet or whatever.
Okay.
Or has a look at HW or at Carter first and go, you got 810 credits, right? This is for the job.
What? Torque? Who are you talking to?
Carter.
Carter's gonna look at you
Listen, we have to look. We have to look like legitimate buyers.
What would that be? Hold on. Charm, maybe?
Let me look at... I gotta remember what Carter's stats are. Let me look at
it. I could do leadership just as easily. Or negotiate.
I would take a leadership. Charm or leadership.
Sorry, guys. I'm gonna use a light side point.
That'd be against his discipline, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You told me earlier he might pay for things. He'd be willing to, maybe.
I mean, yeah. And then upgrade it, right?
I already upgraded it for me. Don't worry about it.
Oh, let me... Okay, go for it.
Two failures and a threat.
Oh, two failures and a threat. Carter is going to look at you very amused, with a very amused look on his face, and say, "What? Well, we already bought a painting.
We didn't buy anything. HW bought a painting.
He's part of the group, isn't he? And quite frankly, I don't care what these people think.
He's looking across. He's sitting all the way over there by the weird guy.
He's gonna look, kind of like lean back and just go, he is, isn't he?
That's why we have to bid against him.
Well, unfortunately, my funds are spoken for. So Lord Jonga really is the main attraction, if you will.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I always do.
He'll elbow you and say, "Hey, you just got paid though, right? You should be able to afford this."
Yeah, after I fixed everybody's stuff.
Then Neb looks at him. "I got half."
Okay, so while the group is talking, HW has approached the auctioneer, and he's going to... What is HW doing?
He's going to walk up, and he'd like to say that he'll pay the 810 credits if he can walk with the item right now.
Hez isn't paying attention at this time. He's too busy, like, "All right, you pay half? That's 405.
But this isn't the real, like, he wants to do that, but he has an ulterior motive here.
Okay.
Totally gonna convince that guy to give it to me for half off.
It's gonna be...
Oh, I know. I'll make it, get it appraised.
I want to say a daunting check, just because this would be going against regulations or procedure, and it's gonna make the... If the guy does do this, it's going to make the auction house look bad, but he's not going to be against doing it. He just has to be convinced. So we're talking four purple die.
I want to use a dark side to upgrade his difficulty. No.
a dark side? You can use a light side to upgrade the roll.
I'm joking.
No, again, this isn't really his goal. Like, he wants to go up and he's going to offer to pay, but do you recall what I sent you 2 weeks ago? What I wanted to do.
Oh, shit. Okay. So if that's what you're going to do, let's roll this first.
Okay. Would this be like a coercion?
Negotiation, coercion, whichever one. And then we'll kind of roll with what your results are and go into what you're going to do.
Okay. Cool. I can't believe that worked.
So that works in your favor, though. So we could say that you're going to, because you can do this. Oh, man. Let's say, okay, so you're going to hand him your credit card, your credits card.
Yeah.
Pay for it. And the guy's going to just kind of like, has won this anyways. And he's just going to be like, "Oh, this is quite unorthodox, but I suppose you..." Yes. Very well. He'll hand it, stick out his hand for payment, kind of off to the side behind the pedestal, or the pedestal he's behind.
Hez has finally worked out what he was going to, how he was going to get this for half off. He looks up there and sees what's going on.
Kangaroo court, what is this?
Do you want to try to distract him?
No, he's just putting up a stink, I guess. Okay. I mean, distract him from what? Who distract who?
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, I want it now. I want it now.
You'll know shortly.
I don't know. Listen, you can't say, "Do you want to distract him?" and not tell me who I'm distracting.
Would Hez be distracting?
I think Hez is very distracting.
Okay.
I thought you meant HW, and I'm like, I don't need to distract HW. No one's going to steal it.
No. Roll...
a straight presence check?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let me... dice pool. It'll be an average roll. Nice. Yeah, you're making... Yeah, like you said, Hez is distracting. He's making a fucking stink. Lahab is going to look kind of distressed. He has obviously made his choice to take the money from HW. HW, he's going to be having his hand like kind of off to the side, pointed out towards you for payment. If you want to try what you're going to try, I'm going to give you two upgrades, and it's going to be an average check.
Oh, God. What am I rolling?
Probably skullduggery.
You going to pull his arm off?
No.
Okay. You're giving. Can I light side point it to boost it even more?
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay, there. I use the light side point because my skullduggery is horrible.
I'm actually going to say two blue die and one upgrade because okay. Three upgrades is absurd.
Yes. All right. We're good?
Yep.
No!
That's fine. So you're going to hand him this weird looking... Everyone else, this is you don't notice it unless you roll perception check. But for our listeners, HW hands over this weird looking stone to the auctioneer, and he is pretty distracted with the advantage. Okay, I'll get to this in a second. Everyone roll perception if you want to try to see what's going on, and I'll address it when it comes up. HW, you hand over the stone to him, and the guy is so distracted right now that he doesn't at first realize that you haven't given him credits. He's going to look really confused at it, at the stone. Or he's not even going to look at the stone. He's just going to start hefting it in his hand like he's confused. Like, this isn't a card. I will give you one more chance to do that. I'm going to use a dark side point.
Oh, no.
Da, 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 da.
I'm going to say this can happen again. I'll give you one more chance. Because I want this to happen.
Oh, God. Do I still get my boost?
Yeah, sure. Why not? He's still distracted. It's still the same roll. So we'll just say that you notice... that the guy has noticed that he hasn't been paid, but he seems to be more focused on, like, is there a card in my hand sort of thing. Like, you think maybe you could probably slip this in his pocket or something.
Okay.
And then put the card in his hand.
Am I good to roll?
Okay, go for it. Yeah, you see the guy, like, start hefting the stone. He looks confused. And then you just, like, quickly go, and, like, swipe the stone out of his hand. Flick it into his pocket and stick the card in there. And then you just like briefly, like you just, we'll say you just apologize to him. So yeah. He doesn't think twice about it. You have successfully planted what you wanted to plant on him. And then you can use what you want to use back at your seat.
Hooray.
Two success, two advantage, a triumph.
Ooh.
Triumph. I don't know what to do with.
I'll boost if I have to make a check. At some point, can I just have like a
it'd
boost?
Be an upgrade. It'd be an upgrade.
Yeah, give me an upgrade for a roll.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, and did I get that orb?
Oh yeah. The Lahab will gesture towards the orb and say, I appear to have spoken too soon, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. But this product was already bought pre-market and it just wasn't pre-auction.
The Galactic Auctioneers Alliance will hear about this.
I'm sure they will, sir.
Oh, so am I.
But the rightful owner has shown up to acquire this piece.
So yes, and then it was stolen from him.
I don't know.
As crosses his arms and just sits down in his seat, and his seat's much larger than him, so he just looks like a pouty child.
HW, you can go ahead and take the orb.
Okay, well, I can't select it.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. And I did actually pay for that, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course. I gave him 810 credits. Like that's part of the ruse. Like, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. The purple orb, are you going to inspect this at all, or do you even care what you just acquired?
Yes, absolutely. Can I do, like, a knowledge check of some kind on it?
You sure fucking can.
HW will look up at him and just stare at Hez. Could I hold this in my hand?
Yeah.
Are you taunting me?
He's not taunting, he's just staring at Hez. Like, he doesn't understand the concept of taunting. He's just looking at Hez, like, wondering why he wanted it.
I see this as well, and I turn and stare at Hez.
But that's so not fair.
So you can take it out. You notice. Let's roll perception before you do that.
We all did, or Captain and I did, and we both succeeded.
No, oh, I'm sorry. So let me.
You mean for?
Yeah. So let's dial things back just a little bit. Everybody was trying to see what was going on while Hez was up there. Not Hez, HW. While HW was up near the auctioneer.
Not Seely. Seely is still enthralled with her painting.
Oh, perfect. Hez.
I had a success and a threat.
Success and a threat. Oh, okay. So the success is. So you see HW has handed over. You could see that the auctioneer was making some gestures behind the podium. That's what it is, not pedestal, podium. You couldn't really make those out, but you could see that HW briefly flashed over something that, I mean, we could say that he's been around the block. He understands that, there's a back alley deal being made here, or back room deal being made, and you expected to see HW hand over a credits card.
Yeah.
But instead, what was initially handed over looked like a rock, a yellow rock. You've almost maybe seen this rock before, but the threat was you weren't quite able to make it out. But you feel like a chill down your back when you see that rock. Torque, you see very clearly what's going on. You're just as accustomed to backroom deals, having worked with Jonger as Hez is. And you can very clearly tell what's going on. You can make out clearly when HW goes to hand over what you would have figured would have been a credit card to be the stone that was wedged in the shit monster's eye. And he has handed it over. That was handed over to the auctioneer and then quickly swiped into the auctioneer's pocket. And then the credit card actually placed in the auctioneer's hand. So you could see what was going on. You saw everything pretty clearly. Now, what are we rolling?
Knowledge check for my orb/gem. I want to see what it is.
Knowledge check. This will be a hard one.
Lore?
Yeah, with one black die.
It won't have any black die.
Yeah, I know, but it would have had one black die. I know what it's like to have something taken away from you that you should have.
Life's hard. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Wait. Now go.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. That did work. Yeah. So you're looking at this box, or this ore. It is giving off, it's like a purplish hue. It's not giving off, it kind of does have an aura. Actually, it has a faint aura, and you're not even trying to focus in on what the aura is. It's just giving it off. You're able to see what looks like hexagonal growths on it coming out in monoclinic fashion. Sure, let's throw that out. It's a very simple looking ore, but like I said, it's giving off, it's vaguely in a vaguely orb like shape, and it seems to be giving off almost like an aura. More interesting to you is the fact that this case that you picked up that it's in seems to be vacuum sealed. If you want to try to look at it with your aura, or since it, look at it harder, I can set a discipline check for it, or you can just open it.
I could try a discipline check.
We'll make it an average one.
Okay.
Or a hard, I guess. It's going to be a hard check, but.
Okay. You ready?
Yep. This is really just going to determine what happens when you look at it.
Okay.
Cool.
I got one advantage.
There's something in this. With one advantage, you're not quite able to ascertain what, but there's a definite presence in the orb itself. You do get the feeling, too, that you're not really able to get a good look at it, other than just, pure intuition. But, I shouldn't say pure intuition.
I clicked athletics. Oh, my God. Hold on. I think my discipline's the same. I bumped my discipline up. Yeah, it's 3 yellow. Either way. Okay,
we'll just go with that roll then.
Yes.
Yeah, there, you get, it's got that purple hue turns to kind of, it's tinged red. It's a very, very light tinge. And you also get this feeling that, man, maybe I could get there's some power in this. I'm not going to give you another sign for that.
Oh, you mean another pip?
Yep, another pip. I'm not going to give you one for that.
I only have 45. It's fine.
I know. I mean, you can have one if you want. If you think HW would be obsessed with, like, I just, that's the problem is I don't think, like, this thing kind of radiates, is giving off, like, a slight radiation or, like, power, like, sense of power with it. But I don't think HW would be, like, obsessed with that, would he?
No.
Yeah. No. So.
And the power aspect doesn't draw him.
Yeah. So with that, I don't, that's why I'm not going to give you.
All right.
Had you looked at the painting, like the painting that Seely had, I probably would have said things differently, but given the aspect of the thing you're holding now, what are you guys doing off on the side?
Seely's just still cradling the painting. It's rolled up now loosely into like a cylinder about the thickness of a baby.
What thickness would you say? Baby thickness.
Yeah, and then she's creepily like staring at Hez every once in a while.
Yeah, and Hez was pocketing the 405 credits that Nevin offered for half of the painting or of the orb, and then freezes as he feels the steely gaze of Seely over his shoulder, and just waits for the moment to pass.
Yeah, he waits for Neb to sit down and relax and put his legs up.
Oh, he must be wanting me to have this money.
And then Torque, what's Torque thinking through all of this?
I'm wondering why that scarecrow lady's just standing there staring at Hez.
Oh God, this lady?
Uh huh.
That's a good question.
She's just been staring at him the whole time.
Hez didn't even notice. She just keeps looking.
Apparently, that wasn't a plot point, so she just moved.
I think she was showing you all to your seat and then never left.
she's still sitting there with her hand out waiting for a tip. The whole auction.
Other than that, Torque's just taken in everything. There's nothing that has come up for auction that he could care about yet.
Awesome. And then HW appears to be making giggling noises.
Yes, and remember, because he doesn't have vocal cords, that's just broadcast into everyone's head.
For the sake of the recording, and to put over the background as this is going on, can I just have you laugh that I can edit later?
I will do that later for you, yes. I want to think about how the giggle is going to sound in my mind, so give me, a little bit.
Don't make him laugh on the spot.
No, I'm just saying, you're going to have to send it to me.
I got you.
So the old man is going to gesture to the last, the third, well, it's not the last item, second to last item up on the podium. Again, there was like three items sitting in front of a singular item in back that was raised up. Like, very clearly the main attraction, it hasn't been revealed, and this is the last other one that, or last item that they have to auction. So,
better make sure someone hasn't already bought this already.
The old man will just cough and he's like, quiet.
Yeah.
I assure you, sir, this item is 100% up for auction.
The old man will gesture towards the last item, and then the security guard sitting in front of it will pull off the little satin cloth that's sitting over it, and it will reveal a stack of books written. Actually, they look pretty old and tattered, but they have gold... Shit, what do they call that?
Filigree or pages?
It's like... not filigree. There's an actual word, like gold inscription or... It's gold lettering on the spine of the books.
Mm-hmm. The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, it says, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Going for 2,000 credits.
No, it's here we have a donation from the local library to raise funds for their new wing. They say that these are tomes that have been sitting in their archives for a very long time. Very rare, one of a kind. Their author is, and he just stares at it, like picks up his paper and then like puts it right in front of his face and just... like, stares really, really hard, intently, and then just, I can't pronounce the name, I'm sorry, but they assure me, and so do our local appraisers, they assure me
that these are one of a kind. And though they haven't, the language, they've never seen this language before, but they were able to carbon date it, and they're at least 3 centuries old. We will start the bidding at 500 credits. And with that, we will end this session.
And with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. If you like the show, check us out on your favorite podcatcher and give us a like, a rating, and a review if you like what we do so more people can find the show. Check us out at talesoftheouterrim.com where you can see what we have going on and find the events tab to be able to donate to the Child's Play charity and donate for Destiny, which will affect our game in real time if you donate certain dollar amounts. We want to give a thanks to Steph Makepeace for doing the music. Check her out at Makepeace on SoundCloud. I think that's everything. Anyone else have anything?
Yep.
Diego.
I hope you enjoyed the show. May the force be with you.
Diego.